So imagine you wake up and your business license is just revoked. No warning, no explanation at all.
Yeah, just completely out of the blue.
Right. For most of history, you'd basically be fighting a ghost trying to fix that. But in today's deep dive, we are looking at a specific legal toolkit from South Africa.
It's the Promotion of Administrative Justice Act of 2000, or, well, PAJ for short.
Exactly. And the mission today is to figure out why a statute from the year 2000 matters to you. Basically, it's the ultimate rule book for holding public power accountable when a government decision, negatively affects your everyday life.
Right, because it takes this really abstract concept of like fair treatment and turns it into an actual mechanical trap for bad faith
I
bureaucracy.
love that description. But before you can challenge a bad decision, I mean, you need to know what kind of decisions this actually covers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The act targets what it calls administrative action. So that means decisions by state organs or even private companies doing government work, like, say, a toll operator.
Wait, private companies too?
If they're exercising public power and it hurts your rights, yeah. But it explicitly excludes high-level executive powers.
So we aren't talking about the president signing a bill or parliament passing laws or anything like that.
No, not at all. And it also excludes decisions to institute criminal prosecutions. It really targets the bureaucrat at the desk, not the politician at the podium.
Okay, let's unpack this. Is this basically like a sports referee making a bad call, but instead of a game, it's your life, like suddenly getting denied a business license?
That is a really great way to look at it. And when that bad call happens, your very first tactical move is demanding the why.
Getting it in writing.
Exactly. Under Section 5 of the Act, you have 90 days to request written reasons for an adverse decision, and then the administrator has 90 days to reply to you.
Okay, but what if they just ignore you? I mean, bureaucracies love to just wait you out.
Well, this is where it gets brilliant. If they fail to provide adequate reasons, the court automatically presumes the action was taken without good reason.
Wait, seriously. So if the government just ignores your request, the law treats their silence as an automatic admission that they had no basis for the decision.
Yep.
That is a massive advantage for the citizen. I mean, you literally weaponize their silence.
What's fascinating here is how that alters the whole power dynamic. It forces the administrator to actually do their homework before they make a decision about you.
Because they know they'll eventually have to show their math. But what if they do reply and the reasons are just clearly rigged or they acted in bad faith?
Then you escalate. Section 6 allows for judicial review. You have 180 days to do this after exhausting your internal remedies.
And what can you actually challenge them on?
Oh, broad grounds. Actions taken in bad faith, ulterior motives, arbitrary decisions, or even if an official simply fails to take a decision at all, the court can reverse the decision entirely or mandate compensation.
Here's where it gets really interesting. I have to push back a little here. Surely this paralyzes the government. What if an official just makes an honest mistake? Are they personally liable for that?
No, and that's a crucial point. Section 10A steps in here. No person is civilly or criminally liable for anything done in good faith under this act.
Oh, okay, so human error is covered.
Right. It targets abuse of power, not honest miscalculations.
So it protects the worker while stopping the tyrant. That makes sense. So basically, PAJ enforces this whole culture of transparency. It guarantees your right to lawful, reasonable, and procedurally fair treatment.
It gives you actual legal teeth.
It really does. But, there is one final thing to ponder. Section 2 of the Act allows the minister to legally exempt certain administrative actions from these very fairness rules if they deem it reasonable and justifiable.
Which is a pretty huge loophole.
Right. It leaves you to wonder in times of crisis, how easily could a government decide that your right to procedural fairness is simply too inefficient to uphold? Definitely something to think about.